Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of World News, and this is your host, Ashwin. Hope you guys are having a great Monday and had a great weekend too. I was off last week for a couple of days, but I'm back, and this is a promise that I will be regular from today. But I'm not so sure if I will keep up to that promise, because I've promised this multiple times. But I'm really hoping this one stays. 40,000 people affected due to flash floods in Assam. Hurricane Irma made landfall in Florida. There's neck-level water in a few places, above waist everywhere else. China vote to end fossil fuel car production. Yes, it's joined the list. UK, France, and now China trying to phase out all fossil fuel vehicles and making the shift to electric vehicles. World number one Rafael Nadal wins his third US Open title. It's title number 16 for him. A roundup of the Premier League games over the weekend. And Elon Musk shows his nobility yet again. Lots to catch up on Monday morning. Top of the news is 40,000 people affected due to flash floods in Assam. Nearly 40,000 people in Assam's Sonitpur district were affected after flash floods suddenly submerged their homes on Sunday. Since there wasn't heavy rainfall in the area, the officials attributed the flash floods to possible landslides or damages to sluice gates in the neighboring Arunachal Pradesh. The state had witnessed similar flooding situation this year in June. Next piece of the news is Hurricane Irma making landfall in Florida. Yes, there's floods everywhere. The powerful storm hit the Florida Keys before veering west towards the uniquely vulnerable Tampa Bay area. Miami and the rest of the state experienced heavy rainfall and flooding, with 3 reported fatalities, and some 2.5 million people are without electricity. The total death toll from Hurricane Irma has now reached 25, including 3 deaths in the US. I was just watching the visuals, and the reporters are showing videos of water reaching waist level and neck level in a few places. It's terrible. China vowed to end fossil fuel car production. The world's largest automaker is working on a timetable to stop making internal combustion engines. The world's second biggest economy, which has a vowed to cap its carbon emissions by 2030 and curb worsening air pollution, is the latest to join countries such as the UK and France seeking to phase out vehicles using gasoline and diesel. The looming ban on combustion engine automobiles will goad both local and global automakers to focus on introducing more non-zero emission electric cars to help clean up smog-choked major cities. That's right, so China, UK and France all want to get rid of petrol and diesel-fueled vehicles and move to electric vehicles. The rumor is that by 2030 to 2040, between that decade, each of these countries will phase it out. China is soon to announce its date. In the sport world, world number one Rafael Nadal wins his third US Open title. World number one Rafael Nadal clinched his third US Open title on Sunday, taking his tally of Grand Slam titles to 16. Nadal defeated a first-time Grand Slam finalist Kevin Anderson 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 to clinch the title. Nadal, who also won the French Open in June, has now won 2 or more Grand Slam titles in a year 4 times. After last week's break because of international games, the Premier League was back this weekend. On Saturday, we had Liverpool lose to Manchester City 5-0. Chelsea beat Leicester City 2-1. Everton lost to Tottenham 3-0, while Manchester United played out a 2-2 draw at Stoke City. Arsenal beat Bournemouth 3-0. Watford beat Southampton 2-0. And West Brom lost to Brighton 3-1. On Sunday, we had Burnley beat Crystal Palace 1-0. And Newcastle beating Swansea City 1-0. That's Premier League for you. On to the tech world. Tesla automatically upgraded the batteries of vehicles fleeing the hurricane in Florida. A software update gave Irma refugees a few dozen more miles per charge. Elon Musk let out a free upgrade for all vehicles in Florida. I'm not sure how that happened, but each car that was in Florida got a battery upgrade that helped them cover a few dozen miles more and get to wherever they wanted to in case they were stuck in the cyclone. Elon Musk being noble as always. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up another edition of News on the Go. You guys have a great Monday, and I will see you tomorrow, same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with Say My Name, featuring Beat Rich by Hidden. You guys have a great Monday. Yeah.